From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Tributes are pouring in for John Glenn, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth. He passed away Thursday, more than a week after being admitted to the hospital. Glenn was the last surviving member of a group known as the Mercury 7, seven military test pilots selected in 1959 to become America's first astronauts. Here's Glenn in 2011 talking about his mission into space.
For many, many thousands of years, people had looked up and wondered, they'd been curious, about what was up there. And we must consider ourselves among the most fortunate of all generations, for we have lived at a time when the dream became a reality.
President Barack Obama issued a statement saying that with Glenn's passing, our nation has lost an icon. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has hosted a gala dinner for outgoing Vice President Joe Biden. Before arriving in Canada, Biden was honored for more than 2 hours by Republicans and Democrats in the Senate on Wednesday. Biden will also speak to Canada's 10 premiers about climate change later today. Trudeau's Liberal government is poised to agree with the provinces on a carbon tax. His government, though, worried about the new Trump administration and what it will mean for efforts to combat climate change. Well, after a quiet start, the major U.S. stock indexes again set all-time highs on Wall Street Thursday afternoon as the market built on a surge from the previous day. You're listening to VOA News. Donald Trump on Thursday picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Pruitt's nomination drew immediate opposition from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
If you are interested in the profits of the oil industry, I suppose it's a good pick. If you're interested in preserving the planet for future generations, it's a disastrous pick that has to be opposed.
Business leaders in his home state, however, lauded Pruitt's selection, especially those in the oil and gas industry. A UN aid official says Syria's government has authorized UN organized aid shipments into eastern Aleppo for the first time. Jan Egeland provided no details about how the aid might get in or where it would go.
We need, I would say, 48 hours, and then we are able to provide food for 150,000 people. It's there in West Aleppo. It's like crossing from east to west in Geneva.
Egeland said Thursday in Geneva that efforts to evacuate hundreds of wounded people from eastern Aleppo stalled after a deadly attack on a Russian military hospital last week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned his European counterparts about the dangers of the rise of authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking in Hamburg Thursday, Kerry said the rise in authoritarianism is accompanied by a spike in acts of intolerance and hate crime. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Kerry said the rise in authoritarian thinking has been accompanied by backsliding on human rights, restrictions on independent media, and a spike in acts of intolerance and hate crimes. Kerry told the council authoritarianism represents a shift away from democratic principles, openness, and freedom.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually a ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry also called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement to the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea. He added that ending short-term conflicts in the region must not obscure the longer-term needs for Ukraine to build a flourishing democracy. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A decades-long trend of rising life expectancy in the United States could be ending. It declined last year, and it's no better than it was 4 years ago. But last year, it did slip, an increasingly or exceedingly rare event in a year that did not include a major disease outbreak. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.